where young adults and teenagers are liable to vulnerability and hopelessness. The Victorious Voice Network brings you life in Christ. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring your hope for you.
With so much joy, I welcome you to this beautiful episode. Victoria Oluwa from Adepoje is my name. Thank you for being part of Victoria's Fresh Network, first anniversary. It was a great success to the glory of God because we are part of us. Thank you so much. God bless you abundantly. I welcome you once again to this beautiful episode, and I'll be talking about how to make right choices, how to make right decisions. You know, as a teenager and a young adult, it is very easy to get sidetracked by insignificant issues in life. It is very easy to get sidetracked by insignificant decisions, insignificant choices in life. And whether you like it or not, you have to make choices for your future. This podcast is as a result of a decision that was made some time ago. I will make one or two decisions daily. And making right decision is key. And it can be a very scary thing to do. What happens if you make the wrong one, Victoria? What happens if you make the wrong decision? That's the question that goes through my head every time I'm faced with a whole choice to make. So how do you make right choices? I'm going to be sharing a few things with you. You should be aware of what you want, what you live for, and who you are. Without this realization, it might be really hard for you to make right choices. There's a particular podcast in this channel that covers this. Please, I would want you to listen to this, to it. When I try to make a decision, I always think about or reflect on what my values are, what do I live for, would this affect my life in a negative way, does this really represent the kind of life I live, does this represent the kind of life I want to live, does this really represent the kind of life I'm living now. So if the answer is against what I'm working towards, then I'll try to change my decision. So knowing who you are, knowing what you want, and knowing what to live for is really important. And making right decisions in life, really, really important. And again, ask for guidance from trusted people. Ask questions. Whether you're making a decision about your relationship, your career, you know, your general well-being, ask right questions and compare your response with the first point I mentioned, because no one else is going to live your life for you. And asking right questions from right people will help you weighing your options. It will help you weigh your ideas, your choices, in a more objective way, because you see things from different perspectives. And again, do not rush things. Right decision takes time. And it is very important that you learn from your past, from stories around you, from people around you. And again, keeping the right people can actually keeping a good frame of mind, keeping right friends, keeping right people around you. And this is really a good point, really important, that you learn to trust God in all situations and trust His word. While meditating on His word, you begin to have internal dialogue with yourself. You know, you ask questions, you meditate on His word. Learn to trust God, because there are decisions, there are choices that will look so beautiful to you, but the end is not something beautiful and it is not good for your future. So how do you know? You can only realize this when you learn to trust God in all situations. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. I hope you listen well to this. Please take your time to reflect on what we've shared. God bless you. Welcome feedback.